I want to go directly to our second guest for the hour, who is joining us via phone right now. I know he's on a tight schedule. We got him for 10 minutes. Bill Beekman, who is the new athletic director here at Michigan State University. Bill, thanks for your time on this Friday afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me, Al.
Good chatting with you, my man. First off, Bill, was this a job? The position of athletic director, was this a job you were vying for after you were appointed as interim AD back in February?
No, not at all. I was quite shocked when President Engler asked me to take it on in February, and so I came in and just sort of tried to make sure every day that we were doing the right thing, and made some modest changes and tried to keep the ball rolling, and I really assumed that we would at some point start a search in sort of the normal course, and I'd go back to my day job. So I was quite surprised when the conversation started about the possibility of me doing it permanently.
So with that being said, Bill, I mean, this is a position that is still relatively new for you. Was there a particular moment when it hit you and you felt confident that you could really do this job justice if hired in a permanent role?
Well, I think that one of the early things that I did was really try and spend time with each of our coaches. And some of the coaches I had known quite well, and others not at all. And in the role of athletic director, you're not surprisingly, you tend to spend a fair bit of time with your sort of marquee coaches in football and men's basketball. And the more time I spent with Mark and Tom and understood their issues and how I could help them, the more comfortable I became that I could do this job solidly.
Those conversations that you had with the Michigan State coaches, and you know, I was present at the press conference last week, and they gave you a ringing endorsement. Tom Izzo, Susie Merchant, and Mark D'Antonio all talking before you took the podium, and they are very confident in the job that you are going to do in this new role. I mean, what were those conversations like with those coaches?
Well, initially, what I was really trying to do is just understand them and their issues and how I could be helpful. So I very intentionally met with each coach for about an hour. I went to their office to try and get a flavor for their turf, what their circumstances were like, and those were really well received. It gave me an opportunity to understand how I could be helpful to them, what was inhibiting them from taking the next step with their program. And so over the last 5 months, we've begun working to try and break down some of those barriers and make sure that our coaches have all the tools they need to succeed.
Bill, there's been a lot of conversation about the fact that there was no national search by interim president John Engler. How surprised were you that there was no national search? And when did John kind of come to you and say, hey, we want to give you this role because we feel like you're going to be the right fit for this job?
Well, John spoke with me probably, I couldn't peg it to a day, but probably 3 weeks, a month ago, and said, you know, I've some of the coaches have come to me, and then he said that he'd done his due diligence and talked to other coaches, and he talked to representatives at the Big Ten that I'd been working with over the number of months, and asked me if I'd be interested and wanted to consider doing it. Because it might be a good point of stability with the program, and I said that I would be interested in pursuing that. In terms of the national search, no question that President Engler said we'd have a national search. In terms of how things work at MSU, sometimes we've done national searches, and other times we've picked folks from the inside, and it's worked both ways, and so I don't see it as something that inhibits me from doing a good job, and I, as I say, it's gone both ways over the years for the athletic director position or dean or vice president searches or even the presidential search.
Yeah, that's very well said, and Bill, you know, those that do say that, you know, okay, this was an in-house hire. You know, you said you're going to have a national search. You didn't. And those that criticize the hire may not know much about you, Bill. What do you want to say to those in the Michigan State body that criticize this move?
Well, you know, certainly there's no question that I've never had, before February 5th, much experience running an athletic program. And those are the facts. My history, my background is what it is. I can't change it. But what I would encourage those folks who might be questioning the decision to hire me, what I'd encourage them to understand is that I've been in this position before. When I was 29 years old, the director of the health team left, and I was the acting COO of a 200-person medical practice here at the university. And then a decade later, our Alumni Association executive director retired, and I was the acting director of the Alumni Association for a year and a half, and I think did some transformative work there. And so I'm used to taking on challenges. I'm used to transforming things and working real hard to make them better. And so to those that are doubters, I'd say your concerns are fair. They're fair, and they're I just ask that they give us 6 months, give us a year, and see what progress we've made. And if they'd reserve judgment, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Bill Beekman, new Michigan State University athletic director. Bill, I know you're on a tight schedule. We got just 2 minutes left here with you. I just want to address what has taken place in these last couple of years with this whole Larry Nassar scandal. How does the healing process begin here at Michigan State in light of what's gone down with the Nassar scandal? And what mistakes also do you feel have been made on behalf of the university?
Well, I think that and you heard me speak to it at the press conference, the last couple of years have been among the darkest in the history of our university. And I think that to begin and continue a healing process, the most important thing really is that every person in our department in the university, you know, do the right thing. I mean, we just fundamentally have to do the right thing. And as you've heard me talk about, from my perspective, the thing of paramount importance to the athletic department is the health, safety, and well-being of our student athletes, and that's our number one priority. When I met with the coaches, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I talked to them about that being the number one priority of my tenure in the role, regardless of how long it was. And so I think there are times when, I mean, I remember as a kid, as a fifth grader playing basketball, your coach would always scold you and say, you know, get back to the fundamentals. You know, don't be flashy. Get back to the fundamentals. And I think this is a time in the life of the university where we just really have to get back to the fundamentals. Make sure that all of the people that are part of our community are taken care of, that they're provided for. So we've been doing a lot of things. We've been rewriting policies. We've been double checking protocols. We've been really taking a hard look from top to bottom to make sure that anything that needs to be improved is. And certainly, you know, I think that looking back on things, could there have been circumstances where the university handled something differently, either before Nassar was caught or in the months afterwards, as we tried to work through beginning a healing process. And certainly I think it's possible to say that we could have done things differently, and we're working through trying to figure out how to make sure that all our appropriate protocols and processes are in place. And the one other thing I'd say about that is that, you know, just having those things in place is really worthless if your culture is not in the right place, and if people aren't committed to making every member of our community's experience a positive, healthy, and safe one. And so there's a piece that's getting our rules in order and making sure everything's correct. And there's a piece that's just making sure that every member of our community cares and is focused on the right things. And So we've been working really hard at that.
All right, Bill. Well, we wish you luck in this new role here at the university. And again, just like you stated, I mean, I think this university needs a change in culture. And again, hearing what the coaches had to say about you last week on Monday, a ringing endorsement. We're hoping that you do a great job in this new role. Bill, thank you so much for your time on this Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend, all right?
All right, Al. I appreciate it. And you have a great weekend as well. Take care.
Bill Beekman, new athletic director here at Michigan State University.